announced that from the 1st of October, it will no longer rely on AI detection tools to identify machine-generated student work. So the move has sparked significant discussion among educators, academic experts, lecturers, etc., drawing both praise for this forward-thinking approach and also then raising questions about how the institution will maintain standards and fairness in terms of assessments. We're chatting to Sukaina, who is online director at the Center for Innovation in Learning and Teaching at UCT, for more on this. Sukaina, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. It's good to be here.
Good to have you on. Firstly, what informed this decision?
Sure. So put simply, we've found over time that the AI detector score is not reliable enough for us to have a definitive judgment that a piece of work is AI generated. There are incidences of false positives where work is flagged as AI generated when it hasn't, which is clearly problematic in terms of student trust and fairness. But also, given the sophistication of AI tools, how they are developing very quickly, there's also the possibility of false negatives. So that's AI text goes through undetected. And in fact, there are services that now help people evade the detector. So this is just it's not a foolproof tool, and it cannot be fully relied on, and that we need to look at other strategies to move forward. And so that was the decision made by our Senate Teaching and Learning Committee in the interests of academic integrity itself.
Now, many have praised UCT for this forward-thinking approach. Others now questioning, okay, if this is what you are going to be doing, how will you then maintain your high standards and fairness in terms of your assessment? So, yes, praise. I think for the most part, it looks overwhelmingly that you've been praised for the forward thinking, but a few still asking questions. How do we address this question being raised? Okay, so if this is the case, how are you going to maintain your standards and fairness in your assessment process?
That's a great question. So, first of all, our normal academic integrity policies apply. We have a policy for the prevention of academic misconduct. We will continue using plagiarism tools and so on. But in the age of AI, I would argue it's really important to focus on having discussions and educating our students around making good decisions around when to use AI that supports their learning. And so that's the first step. We're building, future citizens, future people in the workplace. Those need to be ethical professionals. So part of it is education and really helping students understand the limitations and the issues around these AI tools. The second aspect is really about adapting assessments to ensure integrity. First of all, where it's important that students don't use AI, that they are examined under those conditions, such as in-person invigilated exams or observable tutorials and so on. So at UCT, like many other universities, we are having to adapt and look at the way we assess, because generative AI is now in the sort of all the spaces in the university, as it is more broadly in the community and in society generally. So that's one aspect. And then assessments also need to adapt where it might be useful, important, or not important that AI is used. And in those cases, it's made clear to students what is allowable, how they can best perhaps integrate some of these tools for the learning. So it's a different set of strategies. It's not an easy thing to do. Many universities that we talk to are looking at the problem and the challenges in the same way, but we have no choice but to move forward and engage very intentionally with these issues.
Do you think this will have an impact in terms of integrity among students when it comes to their work, or you feel satisfied that integrity levels are already maintained?
It's something that we work on all the time in terms of students' integrity. We you know, our students are, we have great students, you know, they want to learn, they want to be there, and they respond to the teaching and learning environment. But again, I said the focus is on education and development and what we're calling AI literacies, which is to show students the benefits, but also the limitations of these tools for their learning. At the end of the day, if they use these tools in ways that would constitute academic misconduct, they're also cheating themselves of a learning opportunity that they have worked really, really hard for. So it's both. You have to have the stick, I suppose, in terms of types of assessment that will assess students in conditions where there is no AI, but also to be positive and build these students' AI literacies, which will be very useful for them in their future careers.
Those who are perhaps criticism necessary, I'm sure you can agree, Sukaina, but those perhaps criticizing now, do you feel perhaps they've come in at the back end? They've perhaps been in the education sector and have struggled to adapt to using AI in the education process and now perhaps are questioning the latest initiative by UCT?
I mean, universities are for questioning and arguments, so that's a good thing. How we all learn together. So that there's no problem around that. And I think that it's not an easy thing to be teaching and learning in an age of AI. So I have, you know, I have full sort of empathy with people who are grappling with these issues, and our intention is to help shape a sort of roadmap and a way forward into how we might grapple with these issues going forward, our assessments, but also teaching and learning needs to adapt. We have adapted to technological innovations or technological disruptions in the past, calculators, the internet, social media, and so on. And this is another type of change that comes, and all sectors, the media, for example, all of these fields need to make sense of what is happening, how they adapt, and how they respond that is in the best interests, and in our case, in the best interests of our students.
And Sukaina, in conclusion, how will this perhaps going forward from a long-term perspective benefit both the institution and the students? And if perhaps you experience any problems, I'm sure there are contingencies that would be available and at your capacity to use to execute perhaps changes, although perhaps it may just be subtle.
That's a really kind of difficult question in some ways, but I think that having a stance, but also having a broader approach to saying, well, we are taking the challenges as well as the opportunities of artificial intelligence seriously. We're tackling head on some of the very real issues. And I think that's a really good sign moving forward. And of course, it is within the disciplines, the fields and different courses and the faculties that decisions are made about what is the best response and engagement to AI in the teaching and learning space. So I think ultimately it's around being intentional and being forward thinking, but not really shying away from what is a very hard problem for teaching and learning in universities at this moment in time.
Sukaina, Director at the Center for Innovation in Learning and Teaching at UCT, thanks so much for your time on PM Drive this Tech Tuesday.
Thank you.